y'all. Get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. This is one of your hosts, Mr. David Coker, proprietor of Dave Mark, Inc., promoter, event planner, man about town, all around great guy, and one of the top guys to do this in Delaware. I just wanted to see my partner's face when I said that. So anyway, hanging out with my partner, Mr. Leonard Young. What's going on, sir?
Hey, Dave, everything's good. This is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guy, DelawareBlack.com, black media specialist, all around good guy. The other number one guy throughout the state of Delaware and the tri-state area.
Okay.
And the Delmarva.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't forget about downstate.
Right.
So what's going on, man?
Hey, Dave, everything was good. How was your Easter?
It was good. It's always good to see another day that our Lord Jesus Christ, did what he did for us, and rose again, as they said in the Bible. And we just wanted to, it's a day of chilling, but, I always say, and I don't know if you remember me saying this, how it's always horrible weather when Easter is around. You ever notice that?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, always, it's funny because people get it all the time. It always rains on Good Friday.
Wow.
It's a 90% chance of rain every time Good Friday comes around. And normally on Sunday, it clears up, it'd be a rainy day, but it normally clears up. But Good Friday, it always rains because, according to the Bible, it rained on that day that Jesus was put on the cross.
Mm.
And ever since I can remember as a child, and I remember my mom telling me that, and I've always paid attention to the weather. It's either cloudy or it rains. And if you remember Friday, it did rain.
It did.
Yeah, so, but, Easter, you and I were just talking about Easter, and we were talking about how the traditions are gone, when it comes to Easter. How it used to be a family holiday. You go to church, you spend time with family and friends. You might eat dinner together, all of that kind of stuff. But you just don't see that anymore. People aren't going out buying new things to wear that day and show off. You'd be walking around in the streets playing in your new suit or whatever the case may be. Or you'd just be prancing around so people could see you, find places for people to see you,
right,
and your new stuff. And even something as simple as the vendors being out on the side of the road or whatever with the Easter baskets or the big stuffed animals and flowers and stuff. You don't see people doing that anymore, So it just tells you how things have changed and how the traditions are slowly dissipating and passing us by. And this is for pretty much all the holidays that we grew up with, that just changing.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like now everything is so commercialized. If they can't make, or let's say, the general economy, if they can't make money out of some of these days, then, they just kind of start falling by the wayside.
Yeah.
So like, and could they, the only thing I can think about Easter now, this is just my general thought pattern as a man. Okay. Everybody's going to the dollar store to fill up their Easter baskets for the kids.
Right.
And they're probably going out to eat. Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's so different now when you look at these traditions and so forth. And I remember just about everything was closed. The only thing you could really find open back when I was coming up was a 7-Eleven. if you were lucky. And look, and if you didn't cook, you could always find a Chinese restaurant open. But that was, I mean, basically that was it. The markets were closed, everything was closed, you know. Now you don't have that problem. I mean, you can go somewhere and get something to eat, or you can go somewhere and pick up something if you need to pick it up. It's just like another day. I mean, it's really a shame. I think a lot of it has to do with some of us have failed to pass down the family traditions and traditions, period, because they became less important to us or to those who were, responsible for passing them down. And so the younger people nowadays just don't follow them.
Well, Dave, you know what I think it is too? Do kids now believe in the Easter Bunny? Because, it's like when we talk about Santa Claus, the only reason people don't really care about Santa Claus being real or not, because they know they're gonna get some gifts. But it's like, when I was around some of my little cousins, one of them said,
What's that?
the Easter Bunny's not real. I heard it on social media. So it's like, instead of having like two or three siblings to ruin Christmas and ruin the Easter Bunny and ruin the Tooth Fairy, now you have 100 million people online ruining, the imaginary things that were.
Yeah, I know. Well, and because I mean, kids, do you really truly, under the age of 10, truly believe in Santa Claus anymore? I mean, look, in my neighborhood, all of us believed in Santa Claus until we found out one day that it wasn't true, and then it started spreading around the neighborhood, so, but but it's really a shame. And like I said, traditions, the ones that we came up with, it's really sad that we don't have those, or the ones that we did have, they're not being, held on to. And then the ones that are still kind of around, we're seeing them start to disappear, I mean, because a lot of the holidays was all about family. And nowadays, family don't want to be bothered with family, if you think about it. But other than that, and this horrible weather we've been having for the last, what, week? We had that one week that everything to see, look, everybody was out with short
I know.
sleeves on and everything. And now, well, I guess it's supposed to come back next week. The weather's supposed to get warm again next week from what they're saying. So let's hope that's the case. I had to laugh. I was sitting here watching the Freaknik thing. Did you get a chance to watch that on
No,
Netflix?
in fact, what I don't even know, is it on Netflix or something
It's on
else?
Netflix. Yeah, it's on, no, Hulu. Hulu. I think
Hulu.
it's,
Okay. All
yeah.
right, well, Dave,
So,
I need that password.
oh, you don't have it? You
No.
don't have Hulu? No, okay, we'll talk. Anyway, so this is the deal. I thought it was very, very well done, but it's very interesting because it really goes in pretty deep about the how it started. And how it started is, I was a little surprised because I didn't know that story. So how it started, and it didn't
Well,
start
hold on,
with Uncle Luke. Well, I'm
don't
just
give it
saying, it
away.
didn't start with Uncle Luke. That's all I'm
Okay.
going to say. All right. So, but somebody like yourself coming from
Hold on,
HBCU.
don't. I wasn't there, Dave. Don't put me in the video.
No. Somebody like you, even though I did say a guy looked like you could walk
It
across
wasn't me.
the street. But is that Leonard? Okay, I'm just saying. Okay. But anybody who knows anything or comes from that era when Freaknik was at its height needs to see this documentary. It's very informative. I thought it was very unique, how they talked about it. And but Also very deep, and you can understand what happened to Freaknik and why, you know? So I really strongly recommend this, and especially for those who went to black colleges and so forth, because that's what it was all about.
You know, Dave, I really like the spin you put on it. I'm going to have you talk to my wife and explain me watching the Freaknik video, because it's very educational and you know, a great documentary. The cinematography.
Hold on. Your wife, wait, hold on. Your wife hasn't seen it yet?
Dave, we don't have Hulu.
Ah,
Yeah.
okay. All right, all right,
All right,
all right.
Dave, are there any other exceptional Freaknik-like videos I should be watching that maybe have great storylines and history and
That's funny. Anyway, no, you just need to look at this. So we'll work that out anyway. I just thought I'd put that out there for, especially for people who came up during that era. There was even Delaware even had a moment in it, so I
Oh,
thought it was
did it?
pretty cool.
Oh, okay,
Yeah,
Dave.
yeah, yeah,
Okay,
yeah.
you got to tell where that was.
Oh no, it was like they did interviews with some of the people who was traveling, because
Oh.
because they talked about how people travel from all over the United States, California, all over the United
Right.
States, and it was pretty, it's pretty funny because that everybody kind of traveled. Most people didn't fly there; they drove down there to Freaknik, And then they were talking to this one group of guys who was traveling, and they were from Dover, Delaware.
Oh wow. Probably
And they
Dell
had just
State.
driven. They had, yeah, they, of course, they were from. I'm sure they didn't say Dell State, but I'm sure that's where they
Yeah,
were coming
right.
from. I was looking and saying, "Do I know these guys?" But it was pretty interesting. Like I said, it's very good. I think people need to check that out. Really do.
Okay, well, Dave, I will take your recommendation since you recommended it, and I will try to get a good look at it.
Okay. All right. I'm sure you will. Okay. So, and tell me if that's you that's walking across the street in one of the
It ain't me.
scenes. Okay.
And even if it was me, it still ain't me.
It's too late, you. Okay. All
All
right. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. All right. All right. So, I guess we'll go ahead and get into our show. We got some things that we wanted to talk to you about tonight. Hold on, let me get prepared here. So our first story, I think we're in the wrong state, Leonard. So new $20 minimum wage for fast food workers in California is set to start on Monday, this coming Monday. So I figured I saw this story and I was just saying, what? And I was just like, the minute, because the minimum wage in Delaware went to, it has it happened yet, or it's supposed to go to $15, right? For
I
fast
do,
food
yeah.
workers?
I'm not
Okay.
sure if it happened yet, but I think it's
It's supposed
sometime
to real
soon.
soon. Yeah. Well, let me just read a little backdrop to this. The story comes out of Livermore, California. It says most fast food workers in California will be paid at least $20 an hour beginning on Monday, when a new law is scheduled to kick in, giving more financial security to a historically low-paying profession while threatening to raise prices in a state already known for its high cost of living. Democrats in the state legislature passed the law last year, in parts as a acknowledgement that many more than 500,000 people who work in fast food restaurants are not teenagers earning some spending money, but adults working to support their families. That includes immigrants like Ingrid Valorio, who says she started working at McDonald's shortly after arriving in the United States in 2019. Fast food was her full-time job until last year. Now she works about 8 hours per week at a Jack in the Box while working other jobs. The $20 raise is great. I wish this would have come sooner, she said, through a translator, because I would not have been looking for so many jobs in different places. The law was supported by the trade association representing fast food franchise owners, but since it passed, many franchise owners have bemoaned the impact the law is having on them, especially during California's slowing economy. Alex Johnson owns 10 Aunt Anne's Pretzels and Cinnabon restaurants in San Francisco Bay Area. He says sales has slowed in 2024, prompting him to lay off his office staff and rely on his parents to help with paying payroll and human resources. It says increasing his employee wages will cost Johnson about $470,000. $470,000 each year, and I will have to raise prices from 5% to 15% at his store, and no longer hiring or seeking to open new locations in California. Now, this is interesting, you know, because, you know, with them raising the minimum wages, that's great for the workers. But then, of course, you know, you got to look at the other side, because we're looking at the owners of these businesses and what they have to do in order to pay these salaries.
Right.
And when you have to raise prices from 5% to 15%, that's quite a hike there. And then, of course, you know, everything costs more right now. So you're also paying for supplies and food and all of that stuff to cook and to give out. And, you know, that's got to be, I guess you own, like, this guy owned 10 different restaurants, 10 Aunt Anne's and the Cinnabons, you know. That's got to cut into his profit by a lot, and he probably starts losing money.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, on the flip side, I think right now it's hard to get workers. You know, a lot of these retail jobs, fast food jobs, they have a hard time retaining people just because, and Dave, I'm going to say, people just don't want to work now. You know, like, these days, there's a whole generation of people who really don't want to work. And Dave, you probably know it because you work for the state.
I see it every day, man.
Yeah.
I see it
but
every day.
So I'm wondering if this $20 is not only for, you know, more equitable pay, but just to get people to not quit, you know, come into work every day as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be, I guess it could be looked at as being incentive as far as coming in and getting people to come into work. But then, you know, like I said, it's twofold, because now the employer has to pay the salary. And of course, you know, you got to get the people in there to work now. Right. And it is true, because I thought that was very interesting how they mentioned this is not just about young kids getting paid this money. These are people who are trying to support their families that are. You know, this, you know, and even on where we live, when you go into one of these fast food places now, a lot of them, it's not necessarily all young kids working in these places anymore.
Nah, you're right.
You know, there's a lot of older folks working in these places. And, you know, and it really says a lot, because when you look at where we are, I mean, right now, the top, when you can look at saying two of the top employers for people who are 20 to 40 years old is Wawa and wow. Amazon.
Okay. Now, Wawa, I wouldn't have guessed. Amazon sounds legitimate.
Yeah, because that's the easy. And keep in mind, they can make good money at both of these places. I mean, the both places pay weekly on an average. The average Wawa worker is making anywhere from $400 to $600 a week. You know, and that's not going into any management position or anything like that. That's just the average worker. And 'cause I see the salaries all the time, so I know exactly what they make. And the average Amazon worker makes $600 to $800 a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But of course, you got to put in the hours, you got to do the work,
Yeah,
because they're
definitely.
also going to work you. So you ain't going to, both places are going to, you're going to have to put in the work in order to get the money. But when you go into these places, yeah, there's some young people there, but you also see a lot of older people because this is good money. And they have, like I said, they have to feed their families for those that have families.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting. I wonder how that's going to work out in California. And I wonder how they said other states are looking at following suit and raising, the salaries for fast food workers. Of course, this has been talked about all over for a while anyway. Delaware, it's supposed to have been going to $15 an hour for most fast food places. So it's going to be interesting how it affects everything.
Well, I also think if it passes for Delaware fast food restaurant workers, who's next? Because and next in my mind would be retail workers. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And
but
then.
that's going to be, is that going to be, that's going to be tough for a lot of the retail workers, because right now a lot of retail stores are laying people off, and a lot of them are going out of
Yeah.
business. I
Okay.
mean, did you see how what is it? Family Dollar is closing a lot of their stores because
No, I
of,
didn't.
family, yeah, and a lot of the dollar stores are going out of closing up because they can't compete with Amazon and
Oh,
places like
wow.
that. So the retail workers, that's going to be a hard, unless you got a really established chain, that's not going to go anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's going to be hard. It really is. So, but I guess we'll keep an eye on that and see how what they're doing is going to affect other states and how they're going to deal with that, and how many of these chains, these fast food chains, will stay in business as well. Because when you look at some of these fast food, some of them are already high. I mean, I went into, and I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna move on to the next story. Do you ever go to Five Guys?
Rarely, but I do like it though.
Why do you rarely go there? Usually, there's the same reason for everybody.
To be honest, I don't think there's a Five Guys on my normal route that's easily accessible.
Okay, that's the reason.
Yeah, because to be honest, I can't even think where a Five Guys is, but I mean, I
There's
like
one closer than you think.
where? Tell me.
You know where the Chick-fil-A is on Route 40?
Yep. Is there one in
There's
that
one
shopping center?
right across from Chick-fil-A.
Hold on, in the shopping center or across 40?
No, in the shopping
Oh,
center where Chick-fil-A is, it's one.
okay.
You
See,
can walk out of Chick-fil-A, walk right into there.
gotcha.
Yeah, like I said, it's right, and it's 5 minutes from here.
Yeah,
So that's what I'm saying.
but day two, I think sometimes we get into I'm gonna make up a word. Drivatopia phobia.
Yeah. Well, not you, as much driving as you do every day.
And what my made up definition for that is people who don't like to get out the car and pick up food, they like to go through
Yeah,
the
right. I get it. I get it. And yeah, you definitely got to go inside there. But the only reason I brought that up is that place. Now they do very well, but they're not cheap.
drive-through.
That's another. That's what. So, like, I might go to them once or twice a year. Okay, I like their stuff. I like their food, but I might go once or twice a year because if you get a burger. One of their their regular hamburgers is like a double burger, or you can get a single burger and their fries. Now, I love their fries, and they give you a ton of fries.
Hold on, now is Five Guys the one who just throw your fries in the bag?
There's a cup, but then yeah, but it's always more than
Okay.
yeah.
I don't like their fries, and I think that may be another
You
reason
don't like
why.
their fries?
No.
I like their fries. I get their Cajun fries, and they're really, really good. But then you're spending $20-something
Yeah.
just for two things. And so they're pretty expensive. So a place like that, I wonder how they stay afloat if all of a sudden they have to pay more to their workers.
Well,
You
Dave,
know?
you already know
Yeah. Yeah.
that a $20 meal be a $25
Yeah.
meal.
And they're strategic. Look, those places are strategically placed in certain neighborhoods. So so I guess they won't miss a beat. So I'm gonna put it that way. So, all right. Well, moving on to our next story. Speaking of fast food, our next story has to do with Burger King, believe it or not. It says Burger King is giving out free Whoppers for the solar eclipse. Now, you heard about the solar eclipse that's about to happen, right? And for those of you that are under a rock that don't know about this, on April the 8th, you'll not only have a chance to see the solar eclipse in the sky, but you can also be grabbing a free burger. It's just funny what they celebrate these days. In celebration of this cosmic rare event, and this is a rare event because the solar eclipse only happens but so often, Burger King will be dishing out free Whoppers all day on April the 8th. Royal Perks members can text the word eclipse to 251251 to claim a buy one, get one free Whopper offer that can be redeemed during or after the eclipse via the BK app and website. Once claimed, the Whopper BOGO deal is available from April 8th to April 15th at participating Burger King's locations in the United States. And then it said, don't forget to grab your glasses and your Whopper. Now, have you seen the glasses that they give out for this thing?
I feel like I have it. They're like those old
The
3D
paper,
looking.
the old paper, yeah, 3D glasses. Yeah. This eclipse is really a big deal because they've really been making a lot of, and there's a lot of retailers that are working little deals around the eclipse and so forth. But they're saying in certain places, you'll be able to see it clear in certain states. Like they said, Texas is like one of the top states you'll be able to see this thing in.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map now. So it looks like it's Texas. Okay, hold on. This thing is testing my knowledge of shape states based on shape. It looks like it's, yeah, so it looks like it's basically it's a slight arch from Texas up to Pennsylvania. So it's a little left of Delaware, but
They said in Pennsylvania, I think they said Scranton area, Scranton, Erie, PA, somewhere up in there. They said that that's supposed to be a good vantage point in that area. You'll be able to see it from here, but not as clearly as like where they said in PA that you're supposed to be able to see it. But they said this is supposed to be like a really big eclipse, I remember now it seemed like when I was coming up, there was always eclipse. I don't, then all of a sudden, like for years, I didn't see anything about eclipse. Have you ever tried to see one?
Yeah, so I think then we have the clips about
Oh yeah,
four or
well,
8 years where Donald Trump wanted to look straight up at it with no glasses. Wasn't that the same eclipse?
yeah. Well, I know we had the, there was the, what was that? The Milky Way? What was it? Remember there was what
Oh,
was
the
that?
black, was that the Red Moon, Blood
Back in
Moon?
2015, 2016, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was I forget what it was. Was Trump wasn't in the office then, was he? Or was he?
No, so I think he didn't he get elected 16-20, so he was
Yeah,
probably
yeah,
running.
yeah, yeah. So I forget what that was. Or was it a lunar eclipse or something like that, or but I just remember, yeah, and of course with that, I mean that with the former president, if I'm saying that, he did say that he was going to look at it without anything on or whatever, But I remember as coming up as kids, they said if you looked at a solar eclipse and looked at that sun or whatever, it would burn your retina. You know,
Oh no,
so.
but Dave, that is true.
Yeah,
That
but
is
then
true.
you hear people talking about looking at these things all the time.
I mean, I don't know. I remember the last time we had something like this, they said do not look at it directly because it will make you go blind. Or maybe not even make it would probably cause some damage, whatever that may be.
Yeah, well, but these glasses, when you look at the glasses, they do look like the old 3D glasses.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, okay, how much protection are these things supposed
I know, I know. They
to
get them from China. They'd be like 35 cents per thing, and we're trusting our eyesight with them.
get them from the TikTok shop, right?
The 5 for $1 at the dollar store.
Yeah, there you go, there you go. But it's really interesting when you hear about these things. But yeah, I know there's a couple people from my job. They were talking about that they were planning on trying to see if they can see it. They got the glasses and everything already. So I was like, okay, well, you have fun. I don't need to. I don't need to see any. I don't need to see it myself, you know. But I just thought that was interesting because Burger King is jumping on the bandwagon. Now, retailers, if you're smart, this is something to do because you can definitely make some money off of this, you know. They're doing that BOGO thing. You know, it's just like, you know, Wawa for years had always done the free coffee on certain days. Well, usually it was on Tuesdays, but they would do the free coffee. You know, everybody was saying, how can they give away free coffee like that every day? And the place be packed, especially the one over there by my job, man. That's one of the busiest Wawa's around. And that place, you couldn't even walk in that parking lot because you were going to get hit. It would be so many cars over there. But what makes that so successful is because when people go in there to get that free coffee, they're buying something.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so they make more money on those days than they do when they're not giving away free coffee. You know, which is a stroke of genius as far as I'm concerned. So any of the retailers, if I had a little retail business or whatever, I'd be doing something too, you know, trying to cash in on it, you know. So I think it's pretty smart what Burger King is doing, and I'm sure they're going to make out like a fat rat, you know. So
Yeah, I'm sure.
yeah, so but I just wanted to I saw that story and I thought it was pretty cool. So since we were talking about talking about fast food and everything, so but just letting you guys know you're listening to News and Trends with Dave and Len. Thank you for tuning in. We're always appreciative when you guys come and hang out with us. What's our next story, sir?
Yep. So, Dave, the next story, and this is one I remember us talking about 2, 3 years ago or something of that nature. But there was a black mother in Texas who was priorly or formerly sentenced to illegal voting, and she has had her conviction overturned. So basically what happened, for Crystal Mason, a mother of three, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison for filling out a provisional ballot in the 2016 election. She was a felon, but she said she did not know she was ineligible to vote as a felon. Because of that felony, at the time she was on supervised release after being jailed for tax fraud. So she was jailed for tax fraud. She got out. She was considered a felon. And she had filled out a provisional ballot for the 2016 election. And because she was ineligible as a felon, she was given 5 years, prison, a 5-year conviction, which was recently reversed. And basically the judge said, after considering the dispositive issue, remanded to us, whether the evidence was sufficient to support Crystal Mason's conviction for illegal voting under the Texas Election Code, we reverse the trial court's judgment and render judgment acquitting her. So, of course she was super excited by the announcement. So, and Dave, do you remember this story when we covered it before?
As you were talking, it was coming back to me. Now, she did the time though, right?
Yeah, so she did do a portion of the time. I believe not all of the time, but it looks like
Okay.
she did a portion of the time. But
Now, are
look.
they giving her back any monetary?
So here the article does not say that it gave her back any money. So it almost looks like they kind of just excused her, but we're not giving any compensation.
This is after she did part of the time.
Correct. Because I mean, technically she was a felon. So, it's not like she was innocent from the charge.
Right.
She was a felon, but she says she did not know she was a felon. But Dave, it's kind of funny too, because and I just say what I've seen in the news, they really take this illegal voting serious against a lot of black people.
Oh yeah, it's and it
Like
only seems to
very
be
serious.
against black people. I mean, after all, look, we have a candidate running for president that every week has a new trial that he has to
Right.
attend, but yet he's still running for president. Now we know if that was, President Obama, that this wouldn't even be going on right now. We already know that. Okay, so there's rules for us. And there's rules for them.
Right.
And I mean, I hate to say that, but I mean, we just, we're treated differently. I mean, there's no question, it's no if, ands, and but about that. We are definitely treated differently. And because we're treated differently, and those type of things, are always put in our face and we have to deal with them. It's really a shame. And I believe that that person probably didn't know what the rules were in reference to whether or not she could vote or not because of her, being convicted as a felon. But it's just amazing. We for years we didn't have any real major issues around voting. It only really started happening when a certain person got in
Right.
office.
And Dave, I was just reading the article a little more, and this is how funny things work. So while she was in jail for the tax fraud, the letter informing her that she was not eligible to vote was sent to her house. And it the mother said that basically she didn't notice the warning on the ballot because she was too focused on filling out other information on the form. So,
Yeah,
but
okay, that's
Dave, I mean, it's kind of weird how certain stuff works. Like if she's in jail and you're sending stuff to her house with, let's say, her elderly mother there collecting the mail, like, yeah.
that does make sense. Yeah, see, like I said, it's man, there's so much I can say here, but I'm not. it's really. I just find how, like I said, we just never had issues with the voting. And why I've been around since, the 60s. And the when I say I don't remember hearing anything about any issues when it came to voting, other than the typical issues that, we wasn't, voting, that there wasn't enough blacks turning out to the polls and stuff like that, and those type of issues, but nobody ever had to do recounts and all of that kind of stuff that I can remember. And all of this stuff just started happening when, when Donald Trump, was running for office and when he got in office, and then when he, as soon as he wasn't reelected, all of a sudden now we got all these measures involving voting. That has to be in place. Even even when the election comes around in November, if he's still allowed to still be the candidate for the Republican Party, I'm sure there's going to be some issues then too.
Yeah, I'm definitely sure.
I'm sure. So, well, thank God for justice, that these people took another look at that and was able to overturn that conviction. And I'm sure this mother is really elated over that whole thing. And,
yep.
You know, that's one case of justice working out for the best. Okay. All right, we'll move on to our next story. Let's see. It seems like I'm always talking about the healthcare field and how we're treated with the healthcare field. I just came across this story earlier, and it made me. I just wanted to talk about this particular story. It says how a biased test kept thousands of Black patients from getting a new kidney. Says Jasmine Evans had been waiting for a new kidney for four years when her hospital reveals shocking news. She should have been put on the transplant list in 2015 instead of 2019. And a racially biased organ test was to blame. As upsetting as that notification was, it also was part of an unprecedented move to mitigate the racial inequity. Evans is among more than 14,000 Black kidney transplant candidates who were waiting at the time, moving them up the priority list for their transplant. It said at issue. Oh, wait, hold on. I remember just reading that letter over and over again, said Evans. She was 29 at the time, who shared the notice in a TikTok video to educate other patients. How could this happen? An issue is once widely used test that overestimated how well Black people's kidneys were functioning, making them look healthier than they really were, all because of an automated formula that calculated results for Black and non-Black patients differently. That race-based equation could delay diagnosis of an organ failure and evaluation for a transplant, exacerbating other disparities that already make Black patients more at risk of needing a new kidney, but less likely to get one. Now, think about that. So they had this test that, you know, supposed to evaluate whether or not you're supposed to, you know, that you are a candidate for this kidney. But because it was a racially biased test, it was not giving the people, Black people, who were necessarily eligible at that particular time to get the kidney, it wasn't making them eligible to get them because based on how they scored this test. What do you think about that?
Sounds about white.
Okay. Okay, continue your thoughts there, sir.
Yeah, I mean, are we really surprised? I mean, it is surprising and it's very disappointing, but are we really surprised?
Yeah. I mean, it is true. We shouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah, 'cause, you know, Dave, we always talk about, you know, Black women and doctors treated unfairly. You know, we talked about all the chemicals they put in all these relaxing products, you know, for women. You know, so We even talked about the algorithm
Yes,
being
right, the
racist.
algorithm, yeah.
I'm not surprised. It is very disappointing because think of how many lives could have been saved with some of these transplants.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I know it's really a shame that they would even, well, first of all, the fact that we even are finding this out, and it's really not going to make the healthcare field look any better, because you and I have done, I don't know how many stories over the last 3 years talking about the inequalities that are given to us as far as the healthcare field is concerned, especially to women. So, it says here, there's a stat here. It says between January 2023 and mid-March of the same year, more than 14,000 black kidney transplant candidates have had their wait time modified by an average of 2 years, according to the United States Network for Organ Sharing, which runs the transplant system. So far, more than 2,800 of them, including Evans, have received a transplant. So, 2,800 out of 14,000, what's that? About 3-4%, somewhere around there?
Yeah, no, 28. You said 2800.
It's 2,800 out of 14,300 to be exact.
So it's about a quarter, 25%.
Okay. All right. So there you go. And it's funny you just said this. Listen to this next statement. But it's just one example of a larger problem permeating healthcare. Numerous formulas or algorithms, there you go, there's the word right there, used in medical decisions, treatment guidelines, diagnostic tests, risk calculators, adjust the answers according to race or ethnicity in a way that puts people of color at a disadvantage. Man, it's really scary, because like I said, we keep finding out all of these things that they're doing to try to hinder us with healthcare. We're paying the money that we need to pay in order to get the proper healthcare in most cases. And then for those people that don't have healthcare, or people who have a Medicaid or a Medicare type healthcare, they're still not, even though they have the plans that will cover the procedures, they're still not giving them the best help and the best routes in order to do the things that are necessary for them to get people well, or to do the things that will help to improve their quality of life. And it's really a shame, especially when it comes to these kidney transplants, because that's kidney transplants are one of the most what am I? Because one of the most consistently transplanted organ there is, because a lot of people have issues with kidneys, and a lot of it comes from the medication that most of us are taking. A lot of times is or you know or for those who are, and of course we're not including the people that are just abusing, their bodies with certain things. Yeah, but believe it or not, a lot of it has to do with the medication that people are being given at this time. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that story. It's really scary, because it just seems like we're always left behind when it comes to the things that we need. And we're hoping, maybe educating more black students, medical students, and getting them in that field would help us, or other, other people of color that can help, help us with getting the better care. Because, right now it just seems like a lot of it's money grabbing. It just seems like, or they're going to help the people that they want to help. Every time I hear a story like this, I think about what is John Q, that movie John Q that Denzel was in. Yeah. And what he, what he had to do in order to get his son the transplant that he needed, it's really a shame. So, but hopefully, with the cat being let out the bag, that maybe some things will change about this. I guess that was our last story, and we're finally
All right, well, let's
to.
get ready to wrap up the show. We'll see y'all next. We'll see y'all next week. Same time, same channel.
For those of you guys that listen to the show all the time, Leonard's trying to avoid his favorite part of the show, people. So we're going to do Dave's Corner today, which is Leonard's favorite part of the show. But we're going to do a little bit different today. So I'm not going to put him on the spot with a hard question because he always gets worried. He always says, "Oh, the questions are too hard and I don't know how that I should answer." He'd be crying about that stuff, y'all. So anyway, we're going to do today one must go. So I got some one must go questions for you, a few of them, and we're going to go through them and let's see what Leonard, how Leonard answers these questions. Okay. You game?
Game time, Dave.
Game time. Okay. I hear you. All right. Here we go. First one. Prince, Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross, Stevie Wonder.
Prince.
Wow, he said that with confidence too, folks. He didn't
I
even think
did.
about it. So
Nope.
you were not a Prince fan?
He was all right.
Oh, wow! See, if you guys
Dave, Dave,
who tune
Dave,
in,
Dave, 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 Dave.
hold on, let me finish what I'm saying. You
My
guys
goodness.
who tune into the show for the first time and don't know my partner that well, this is. This is typical of him, these type of answers. So I'm just letting y'all know. So,
Well, Dave. Well,
he's just
here,
Prince was just all right, he said. Okay.
I'll put it like this. I love some Stevie Wonder. We already talked about last weekend, Luther's man. And then, Michael Jackson, the greatest of all time. So, all
Okay. All right.
right.
All right. Okay. All right.
What else you
All
got?
right. All right. Number two. Beyonce, Janet Jackson, Rihanna, or Taylor Swift? Now,
Tail.
there's a
Okay.
wait, hold on.
Okay.
The reason that those four are in there together because they're four of the biggest female entertainers to ever do it. Okay, that's the reasoning for the four that you
Okay.
see. But I already know you couldn't wait to get it out.
Yeah, I know.
But go ahead, go ahead.
So we're gonna give the Swifties a boot. How about that?
Okay, okay. You gonna get rid of Taylor Swift? Okay, all right, okay. Number three. So far, these haven't been challenging. He's answering these questions with a lot of confidence right now. Let's see what happens with the next one. Notorious B.I.G., Jay-Z, Tupac, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem.
Eminem gets the boot.
Okay. Is there a particular reason for that, by the way?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Number four, chocolate chip cookies, peanut butter cookies, white chocolate macadamia nut cookies, oatmeal cookies, or snickerdoodle cookies.
I'm gonna get rid of the snickerdoodle cookies.
Okay, I had a feeling you were going to say that. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not exactly sure what they are.
But they're actually pretty good. I like Snickerdoodle cookies. Yeah. So out of that group, I probably would have to agree with you. Out of that group. Yeah, because I love all those other ones. So okay. All right. Number five. These are all games. Operation. Trouble. Monopoly. Chutes and Ladders. Candyland.
Trouble.
Oh, Trouble, huh? Okay. In that group, I probably would say Operation. That game used to drive me crazy. So, I love Trouble, though. Well, I'm surprised you would get rid of Trouble. Okay. Right. Number six. This is Italian food. Okay. Spaghetti and meatballs. Lasagna. Baked ziti. Veal Parmesan. Fettuccine Alfredo.
The third one you said.
Baked ziti?
Yep.
Oh, you're not a ziti person?
I mean, I am, but lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine, veal parmesan. Yep. Kill it.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right. Number seven. Thighs, wings, breasts, drumstick.
Breast.
Yeah, they think about this one a little bit, huh?
I did.
What'd you say, the breasts?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. I would get rid of the thigh personally. I'm not a thigh person. I like the white meat. Okay. The next one. Your favorite fish. Lobster. Shrimp. Oysters or mussels?
Oysters.
Okay. You like mussels?
I do. What
Okay.
about you? You do
No,
mussels?
I would not do oysters or mussels. No,
Hold on.
I
Have
don't eat them.
you ever done it though?
No.
What you waiting for?
Not that's just not my cup of tea. No. So, both of them would go for me. So, but I hear mussels. Most people prefer mussels over oysters, though. I do hear that. Okay, I got two more for you. Next one. The Jeffersons. Good Times. Living Single. Martin. My Wife and Kids.
That's how I want to say it
Jamie.
again. Oh, I'm sorry.
My Wife and Kids. Oh, you want me to start over?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay. The Jeffersons. Good Times. Living Single, Martin, My Wife and Kids, Jamie Foxx Show, and Sanford and Son.
I probably have to say good times.
I knew you were going to say that. I said he going to say
No,
Good
you
Times.
didn't.
Yes, I did. I'm serious. I knew you were going to say Good Times. I knew you were going to say Good Times. Why Good Times, by the way?
Probably just because it's the oldest. I feel like I've watched more of the other ones, and
Okay.
I when I think of funny things, I just think of more of the current ones.
Okay. All right. I get it. I get it. And yeah, Good Times would probably be a little bit before your time. I mean, you were around, but it probably wasn't something you would have watched back then a lot. Okay, here's the last one. Black Panther. Iron Man, the first one. The Avengers, the first one. Captain America, Civil War. Spider-Man, No Way Home. Avengers, Endgame.
Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Yeah, okay. All right. So you liked all the other ones, I take it then, huh?
Yeah, and in fact, Captain America: Civil War is like my number one
Yeah,
one.
I know that. I remember you saying that before. That's your number one, huh? Yeah. Over Endgame,
Yes.
huh?
You
Okay,
know
all
what?
right.
Because Captain America: Civil War, it was the storyline was simple. You know, watching Endgame, you almost had to remember stuff from every different one.
Yeah, there was a lot going on in Endgame. Yeah, it was. But yeah. Okay. All right. See, that wasn't too tough. You did all right. You know, you got a little nervous there for a moment there, but you did
Did
all
I?
right. Yeah, you had your moments there, but I thought those were good. I thought those were good. One must go.
All right, Dave, are you ready?
Oh, you got a couple?
Yes, because I was over here multitasking.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just put the finishing touches on. Okay.
Okay.
The Cosby Show, Family Matters, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Jamie Foxx Show, My Wife and Kids.
I'm gonna go with in that group. Family Matters.
Why is that? Did I do that?
Because I think the other shows were more uniquely put together. And a couple of them showed successful black businessmen. And I just think that I enjoyed them more, you know? I thought they were funnier. Family Matters had funny moments. So
Okay.
that's my choice.
All right. For breakfast, pancakes, waffles, eggs, your favorite breakfast meat or grits?
Grits, no problem.
You don't eat grits?
No, I don't eat grits.
Okay.
So that's easy for me. So grits.
Okay.
Not black when it comes to
I
that.
see. Biggie, Tupac, Jay-Z, Nas, Lil Wayne.
See, I'm gonna look at this a little differently than you were looking at things. I'm looking at this according to their their status as far as being superstars are concerned. I'm gonna say Lil Wayne.
Okay, Lil Wayne gets the boot.
Yeah, in that group, yes.
Okay. All right. He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers, or Justice League. These are the
G.I. Joe.
cartoon, the
G.I.
cartoon.
Joe.
Oh, you are what?
In that group? Yeah, because
Yeah.
I loved He-Man. And I love the other shows. G.I. Joe, I remember the figures when I was coming up. They were really popular when I was coming up. And even the cartoons and everything. But I like the other ones better. So
Okay.
G.I. Joe would be the one missing out of that group for me.
Okay. All right.
Now let me get Skeletor after you, man. So
I see. Oh, damn, I should have said Thundercats. Should have something.
Oh, that's my now. That was really my show right there, Thundercats.
All right. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Church's Chicken, Popeyes, Raising Cane's, or Buffalo Wild Wings. Oh, silence. The silence is deadly over here.
Yeah,
Cut off the
it's
knife.
funny because that's a weird group right there. And I'm gonna say Raising Cane because I just don't get it. I really don't get it.
Now, have you been there?
Yeah, I mean, remember they're right in back of my job,
Yeah.
so
Okay.
I mean, I've had the food. I just don't, it's not like they have a extensive menu or anything like that. It's
Yeah.
and what makes the chicken taste good is the sauce.
Yeah. I agree.
Yes, sir. Yes,
All
but
right.
that place still got people coming out, lining up outside the door some days.
Does it really?
Yeah, still does.
Wow.
Yep.
All
But
right,
go ahead.
moving on. Michael Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, Dr. J, Kareem
Oh, you try to come hard
Abdul-Jabbar.
on this one, huh?
Yeah.
I hate to do it. I'm gonna have to take Kobe out of that group.
Ladies and gentlemen, someone at department, someone at Dave's job, please take his black card from him, okay?
They're all black letter.
I know, but just somebody
I'm a
just take.
look. I'm a Laker fan, and he's one of my guys. But in that particular group, the other three of those guys are considered to be the best of all time.
Okay.
And then you got Dr. J, who was the man, and he's a
Right.
fellow Pisces, and he's a fellow Pisces.
Right. And
So.
then you say you made eye contact or you met him at the Big and Tall store in
Yeah, at
Philly.
Boyd's.
Yeah, boy.
Boyd's. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on. Iron Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, Sugar Ray Leonard.
Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, the money
Yeah,
team.
yeah. I don't think Floyd could beat. Look, if Floyd could fought either any of those guys, I don't think he could beat any of them
Oh,
guys.
wow.
Yeah.
All right. Birthday, Christmas, New Year's Eve, Thanksgiving.
Probably. Believe it or not, Christmas.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, it's just another day to me anymore. So, I birthday. Good to be able to see another year, especially I appreciate birthdays at this point in my life. I appreciate New Year's at this point in my life.
Right.
Not that I have to do anything, but just I just appreciate it. And Thanksgiving, that's family time. So, yeah, I'm gonna say Christmas.
Okay. Fiddlings, cow tongues, chicken feet, pig feet, turkey necks. How black are you now, Dave?
That one should be which one are you keeping?
Right.
Because I'll be getting rid of anything pork. So I don't do no pork. So that one, I would probably wrap up all the pork stuff as one and keep the turkey neck. So, yeah. Yeah, you can have all that, man. That's on you.
No, we need an answer.
I just told you the answer. I'm getting rid of all the pork.
All right, which one are you getting rid of first?
Oh, Lord, here we go. Cow tongue. How about that?
Okay. All right, you'll have them on your doorstep tomorrow morning.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Interesting. Have you had any of those?
No, I never had cow tongue. I didn't do the pig feet. My mother and my sister were big pig feet people. You said what else?
Cow tongue, pig feet, chicken feet, turkey necks, and
Never
chitterlings.
had chicken feet either. Turkey necks, of course, I've had, but I mean, but the chicken feet, no, I ain't doing that.
Okay. All right, I got two more for you. Solomon, Noah, Moses, Mary, Joseph, Hercules, David of David and Goliath, and Abraham.
Hercules.
Okay.
Which one would you get rid of there? I'm curious to your answer
Dave, this is my question to you. Okay.
there.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I
All right.
thought you would say. I thought you
Moving on.
would say. Okay.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Okay. Do you have
I have
Snapchat?
never, I have never ever used Snapchat.
Yeah. I used it a couple times. I just didn't know what was going on and I didn't have time to
Yeah,
learn.
I looked at it one time. I said, I don't, this, I don't get this. I don't get the whole thing about Snapchat. And, especially with the kids, that was a big thing for those young people. So, but no, Snapchat, that would be really easy for me to get rid of. So, yeah.
Okay. So we have our last question. This is for the extra credit.
Okay.
Don't kill me, okay?
Oh, here we go. All right.
I'm going to hell.
You are. You are. I can tell already.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Oh my God. You can't separate those
Dave,
three. You know that, right?
the game is one got to go.
They are one, Leonard. You cannot separate those three. You know that, right? You do know that,
So you do or do not have an answer.
right? I'm getting rid of Lucifer. That's what I'm getting rid of. And I'm looking
Okay.
at him right there. Yeah, that's who I'm getting rid of. Yeah.
All right, good answer.
All
Good
right.
answer.
All right. There you go. There you go. Yeah. So see, let it try to flip the table on me. I ain't going for that. No. But every now and then we like to do one must go. So you people who are listening, if you have any of your own answers to that, feel free to send it to our newsandtrends.com page, on Instagram, of course, our Facebook page. You can always reach out to us independently, individually. We'd like to see if you got any good ones that you want to ask us yourselves. Feel free to ask. Make sure you signify who it's for. If it's for me, or you want both of us to answer, or you want Leonard to answer. If it's going to be for Leonard, try to make them as hard as possible, people. Okay? All right. TV answer. So, but that's our show for tonight. And Len, you got anything you want to add before we go?
Nah, you know, just the same old, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. Next week we'll have a guest on with us, so we'll look forward to you'll see who we're gonna have on. We'll put the promo up sometime soon to let you know who we're gonna have on, but I think you will enjoy this person, this particular entertainer. So, but thank you for taking the time to hang out with us, and we will talk to you soon. All right. Have a good night.
Join us next week for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.